Listen to a discussion in an astronomy class.
Today, I'd like to discuss an interesting research area for space scientists. So I think most of you have heard of the term terraforming. For those of you who haven't, let me just repeat that terraforming is the name given to the process of transforming a planet from its current conditions into a planet something like the Earth. That is, changing the temperature and the atmospheric conditions so that it is livable for humans and other life forms found on Earth. I know this sounds a lot like science fiction, but a lot of scientists are beginning to take this idea seriously. So why would we want to do this? Go to such an immense expenditure in terms of money, resources, time?
Excuse me, Professor. Are you serious? What a waste. That's assuming it's possible.
Well, it could be very useful in the future if the population of the world got so out of hand that the resources on Earth couldn't support the number of people here. I think some people would say that we've already reached that point.
Okay, yeah. The pressure on resources of a rapidly expanding population has always forced people to migrate in search of new territory. We could say that human migrations have, historically, and even prehistorically, occurred when populations have grown too much for the available space. Think of the migrations to the Americas from Europe and elsewhere. But let's get back to the problem of terraforming. How could this possibly be done? Let's take Mars. This is the planet most scientists think of when talking about terraforming. It's certainly the best candidate, at least in our solar system. The other planets are much less suitable for all kinds of reasons. At least Mars has water in ice form and a solid surface. But remember, it has a very thin atmosphere made up largely of carbon dioxide and almost no oxygen. Its temperature averages about minus 60 degrees Celsius. And as far as we can tell, it's completely lifeless.
So wait a minute. You're saying we could change this into an Earth-like environment? That's a total waste of resources. What about using that money to improve the Earth? And don't we have to ask ourselves whether we have the right to tamper with unspoiled environments?
I don't agree with you there. I mean, if we can do it, it would be worth it to have so much more living space, and no one actually lives there, on Mars. We wouldn't be spoiling it for any life form. Mars is lifeless. If we could turn it into a habitable planet, I think it's worth a shot.
Okay. There are certainly ethical considerations, and they are sure to lead to heated debate. But let's just think about the practicalities for now. What kind of technology could make this possible anyway? Several suggestions have been made on how we could raise the temperature. One suggestion is that we put up huge orbital mirrors to reflect sunlight onto the surface. Another one is that asteroids containing great amounts of ammonia could be forced to smash into the planet. Ammonia is a greenhouse gas, so that would also have the effect of raising the temperature. Those are just two of the ideas which have been discussed. Now, once the temperature has been raised, the ice at the poles would melt, and the water could be used to sustain life. At first, this could be plant life introduced from Earth. Finally, after perhaps thousands of years, the plants would have given off enough oxygen to transform the atmosphere into one in which animals and eventually humans could survive.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 24. What is the discussion mainly about? 25. Why does the professor say this?
I know this sounds a lot like science fiction.
26. Why does the professor mention the migration of Europeans to the Americas? 27. According to the professor, why is Mars the planet that scientists want to terraform? Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
Okay. There are certainly ethical considerations, and they are sure to lead to heated debate. But let's just think about the practicalities for now.
Why does the professor say this?
But let's just think about the practicalities for now.
29. Which of the following is not mentioned as a method of terraforming Mars?